going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 11 hours, 57 minutes till the NFL draft, my friends. Hanging out here on the morning shift, Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Dylon has been doing a phenomenal job on the ones and twos today. I'll give Dylon a lot of crap when it's not good, but you got to give him credit when he does.
He's been phenomenal today.
Yeah. You got to bring him a lot of credit when he brings the Thunder, man. So appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Been saying it all day. It's the NFL draft extravaganza. The NFL Merry Draft, Miss Squid Billy. Nobody knows this roster the way you and I do in this city of Atlanta. The duo of myself and Squid Billy talking Atlanta Falcons, that's where it's at. Yeah. Merry,
oh my God.
Merry Draftmas, Squid. Look, man, I keep getting tweets, and I appreciate everybody tweeting. I really, really do. I think you and I have tried to take the – and we always usually do when it comes to Atlanta Falcons fandom. And I understand why there is a lot of people that don't take this approach. Don't get me wrong. I am very understanding. A lot of people just saying, hey, man, I can't watch. I don't trust Terry. I don't trust this regime. I don't trust the Atlanta Falcons. I don't, whoever, fill in the blank, Arthur Blank, Rich McKay, I don't know, whoever else you want to blame. But I think you and I are both bringing the good vibes here at 8 a.m. on a Thursday morning.
Not arrogance, it's a confidence.
Yeah, man. I am confident that the Atlanta Falcons are going to get a new good player tonight. I am confident about that. Now,
we know they're going to get a new player tonight.
I said a new good player. Now, okay. We can't be 100% confident in that one. But nonetheless, man, they're going to add a player, in my opinion, that will be good. I don't know if we're talking all pro. Well, you know, it's been very few and far between. We've actually drafted an all pro. Matt Ryan was an all pro at one point. He was an MVP. Julio Jones was an all pro a couple times. Vic Beasley had an all pro season.
A.J. Terrell's an all pro.
A.J. Terrell, I think he's had a second team, if I'm not mistaken. Has Chris Lindstrom had an all-pro nod?
I'm pretty sure.
Chris Lindstrom. So, nonetheless, man, those are all – here's the thing. Every guy I just mentioned, first-round draft pick. Right? First-round draft pick, all-pro nods, first-round draft
pick. He's got three second-team all-pros, which apparently you don't count since you didn't – you kind of stuck your nose up at A.J. Terrell's all-pro.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. We're talking about history of draft picks for the Atlanta Falcons, actual draft picks being all pros.
Well, I said it to I can't remember who it was. We were tweeting back and forth, and he was like, "Well, they botched too many picks. I'm not watching it." And I said, "Well, when's the last time they botched a first round draft pick? In your opinion, but knowing what we know now, and I would have to say that the one that you would really go to and you'd say was Kyle, because he had one good year and the rest has been eh." So
it's fair.
I mean, you know, but A.J. Terrell. That was a phenomenal pick.
Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that was a different regime, too. It was – Ra was on the staff, but it was a different regime altogether with GM, head coach. I mean, that was – and he was and by the way
– Ding.
First one I've given you today. He was, what, one of like five or six DBs taken in the first round. The first was Okuda at three.
Yeah.
And he was the third one taken off the board, and he's been the best. He's had the best career. Damon Arnett's had a good career, too, and with But because I think they were Vegas then, or the Raiders, whatever you want to say, they took him, and I think AJ's been better.
Yeah,
I just do. And AJ's played behind a lesser pass rush at times.
Yeah. Look, man, appreciate everybody weighing in on the socials, man. A lot of people just saying, hey, look, we just need a pass rusher. We just need the best player. And a lot of these tweets, guys, speak to me. And we're going to go to Larry in just a second. A lot of these guys speak to me as, like, we don't really know. Not one guy has separated themselves in a lot of this edge rusher conversation. There's ups and there's downs for every single one of the edge rushers after Abdul Carter. And there's downs for Abdul Carter as well. But when you look at the situation around a lot of these guys, there's not a lot of separation for some of them. Now, Jalen Walker, I think, is in his own category, but nonetheless, you see people mocking that don't necessarily have him in his own category. I think he is. I think he fits what the Falcons would want to do and adds athleticism at a very high level. But nonetheless, man, we'll see how that pans out. Let's go out to Larry in the truck. And Larry, let's keep the eye on the prize here. Don't go at Bo's music taste, all right, because we already know it's sketchy at best. Let's talk about the NFL draft, man. Hope you're staying safe out there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm going to give Terry Fontenot, over the years he's been here, I'm going to give him a C+. I haven't agreed with the things that he's done. I'll give him, you know, for a few of the ones that he's picked have turned out reasonably well, but I think, you know, like Bo said a minute ago, Kyle Pitts, and I just haven't seen much from it. And I think I do honestly believe that if Terry doesn't go to the playoffs this year, or if they do 7-10 or whatever again, he's out of here.
Yeah.
I don't think that Arthur Blank is going to keep being patient. And I think that's where most Falcons fans are, and you guys know where my fandom is, but I do live here in Atlanta, so, and I listen to you guys every day, so I kind of can't help it. But the fact of the matter is I just believe that there's going to be a portion of the population here in Atlanta that's not going to be happy regardless of what he thinks he's doing. We're going to disagree with the pick. And I think he lives with that. And, you know, the same way that we live with certain people's music selection and their opinion, calling Chicago a jazz group. We just have to live with it.
And it's just not our vibe. Yeah. Larry's was better than mine. I'll give him credit. But he's right. And look, there's no 5 years in, you're not in the playoffs.
Yeah,
That's a trend. You know, that's not that's what you are. That's just what you are.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no doubt about it, man. It is what it is. And so, to our point earlier, we talked about this a little bit in the 6 o'clock hour. Terry Fontenot, this is not Terry Fontenot living to build a team. This is Terry Fontenot living to fight another year, right? This is kind of a do or die draft for Terry Fontenot. This is not Terry Fontenot going, well, let's accumulate some picks. We got to build around Michael. Like, this is Terry Fontenot going, dude, we need to win now. Like, Raheem, to a lesser extent, I don't think that anybody is going to look at Raheem and say, hey, you know, he could get fired if they're not good this year. But there's always that opportunity. And I think Terry Fontenot very much under the gun in terms of making sure that this one tonight, to a lesser extent tomorrow, but this one tonight and the development of the ones you had last year has got to be massive. You've got to hit on this.
You expect the offense to be pretty good this year, right?
You would expect so. Health, if everything stays healthy, you would expect that is a group, a veteran-led group that has been together for a while, and they'd be able to hit the ground running. Yes, you would expect that.
So the defense, if it's serviceable is one thing, but if it's a little bit better than serviceable,
sure,
that's a 10-win team.
Top 20 is serviceable in the league. Top 20 to me is serviceable in the league. If you start getting inside the top 15, top 12,
yeah,
and you're better than average – then we'd be cooking with something here.
Okay. Well, if their offense is what we think it'll be because of the playmakers they have drafted and the defense is serviceable, then you should be a playoff team or a 10-win team.
Sure.
And that's what you need, and that's why you have to improve the defense. I mean, that you have to. That's why it's not best edge rusher available. It's best playmaker on defense, which Terry said. And again, they tell you what they're doing if you listen. Don't Don't put your want and your thoughts and your words in their mouth when they're telling you exactly what they're going
to
do.
Yeah. Let's go back out to the phone line, 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in. If the Falcons select blank, they'll be able to make a Super Bowl run in the next three seasons. Philip is in Madison, Georgia. Philip, what's up, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I think we can do one or two things. We can draft a edge rushing Bigfoot, or we can draft a defensive lineman of some sort that makes an impact, just like Bo just said, a playmaker. So hopefully somebody that'll get the other team's offense off the field more consistently. Less number of plays, put our better offense on the field. That's what I'm hoping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah. And I think we all look, I think we're all kind of on the same point with that one. It's funny, man. And Bo, I keep coming back to this, but I think this is really the conversation of today. I don't think there's one consensus guy that is going to bring this fan base together and be like, yep, that was him. Even a guy, and I've told you many times, I am in love with Walter Nolan as a prospect. I don't know that I'm in love with him at 15. I don't know that he is that guy. I don't know if it's reachable. But when you do look at Jalen Walker, I think Jalen Walker might be the one prospect that would get the majority of Falcons fans going, all right, bro, like, we're good on that.
Yeah, I think Mykal Williams would not be as heralded, but it would be close just because of the Georgia connection. Now, if you were able to somehow, you know, get up to an Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, those would also do it.
Well, sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Let's get one more phone call in here. Let's go back to the lines. Let's go talk to Jerry over in Pike County. Jerry, good morning, man. Hope you have a good day.
How you doing?
Good, man.
If you sit back and think about it, we have one of the best coaches in college football in the state of Georgia, Kirby Smart, correct?
Sure. Yep.
So why don't we do Kirby Smart like Bill Belichick used to do Nick Saban? He would always ask Nick Saban, hey, who do you think we should pick? When's the last time we picked somebody from the SEC besides Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
I mean, all the SEC players that are out there defensive-wise, we never pick them. We always pick Big Ten or, you know, Pac-12.
Yeah.
I mean, we never pick nobody in the SEC, and that's where everybody's the powerhouse is.
Yeah, it's a good point. I appreciate the phone call, Jerry. It's a good point. But, there is no bigger fan of Kirby Smart than me. I played for Kirby. I love Kirby. I think he's a great coach. I would have to guess with a contingent of 22 that went to the Georgia Pro Day, a lot of those conversations have been had. Now, is Kirby Smart a sounding board for Terry Fontenot? Do they have an open text thread? I don't know the answer to that. But it brings up a good point. There is not a lot of the SEC players that you would lean on Kirby Smart for input on. you know, that are going to the Falcons. You just don't see that very much.
I also think that's not a fair comparison because Bill Belichick and Nick Saban had a unique relationship. And to your point, who does Kirby Smart have that relationship with in that building? I mean, you know, Bill Belichick was the boss at one time of Nick Saban. They coached together. They had a very unique relationship. They're also the greatest college football coach, and right now many believe the greatest NFL head coach of all time. I understand the sentiment, and I don't disagree with that you would like to develop that type of relationship with someone in that building with Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. But that's not – look, I have no problem drafting SEC players.
I'm all about it. Dial that. Keep them on speed dial is what I'm saying, and hopefully they are.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.